From the KTO newsroom, I'm Pablo Peña with a local and statewide news update. For the second week in a row, communities across Alaska held protests, marches, and rallies demonstrating against police brutality and racism. From Juneau to Palmer, Fairbanks, Anchorage, and Petersburg, here's a bit of what Alaskans across the state had to say over the weekend.
Black Lives Matter protests, Juneau, Alaska.
I stand here because as far as I can remember, I've been discriminated against, called racial slurs, teased, mentally and physically bruised, not just by police, because without the badge, they're just people too. And not based off of any factor of my being, but solely of the color of my skin.
Yahweh, who, hey, who, hey.
We're actually in this fight together. Yahweh, any time Yahweh that I hear about an Indigenous woman, a Native First Nation woman that disappeared and no one said anything, it was murdered and no one said anything, I feel that pain. It's our pain. It's not your pain. It's our pain.
You say in your word that you stand for those who do not have a voice, Lord. So I thank you for this union that we're able to have, and I thank you for this peaceful event, and that we're all going to be able to hear something, Lord God, that we are unified not only, Lord God, as a people and as the people of the valley, Lord God, but as Americans.
Don't shoot! Don't shoot! Don't shoot! Don't shoot!
I want there to be a big change, because I shouldn't have to, like, worry about, like, my best friends or my friends, or just worry about going down south and risking losing my life just because of the color of my skin.
They're getting killed. The poor are getting killed. And just because blacks are at the top of the chart right now doesn't mean it's not happening to a whole lot of people.
We will be kneeling for 9 minutes. You may become uncomfortable. We are asking you to embrace this discomfort in your body. As we reflect on the inequities in our nation, reflect on the lives unjustly lost due to these inequities. These inequities have Alaska rated as number 2 in the country for rates of police killings of Black and Indigenous people per capita.
No justice, no peace, no peace.
I look out and I see a crowd full of revolutionaries. And it makes my heart glad. Because more than 200 years ago, this country was founded on a revolutionary idea.
Yes.
That all would be created equal and treated equally.
Yeah.
And that is not our history.
No.
That is not.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
To be discussing the issues at hand, discussing, you know, what white privilege truly is and not the watered down version of what people think it is. I think it's important to not only have conversations with just our allies, but, you know, those within our community and how we can address and make changes to, you know, have those open door conversations and things like that.
So that he knows that when things are rough, or if you feel, you know, that you need to express yourself, you can open your mouth, you can be out there. You know, if you ever feel like someone has their foot on you, stand up, you know, at all times, be strong.
Events also took place this weekend in Sudotna, Dillingham, Ketchikan, and Utqiagvik. As coronavirus cases climb in the state, families are waiting for answers about what school will look like in the fall. The state's largest school district in Anchorage says they are working on a plan. Meanwhile, as Alaska Public Media's Maiowa Aina reports, many parents are turning to homeschool as an alternative.
Parents and guardians across the state were suddenly thrown into distance learning when school buildings closed to help curb the spread of COVID-19 back in March. The transition did not go well for Amy Collins of Anchorage.
the transition this last spring was, in a word, crazy.
Collins works full-time at an early learning school, and her husband is a stay-at-home dad, so they had childcare. But caring for a 5-year-old and a 2-year-old at the same time was an immense challenge. Collins says she doesn't want a repeat of what happened in the spring, so she's considering homeschooling her older son. She says she's not really a fan of homeschooling because she wants her son to have face-to-face interactions with other kids. But her son has asthma, and he won't be able to wear a face mask for long periods of time.
Thinking about his mental health and his physical health being potentially exposed to either COVID or an environment that just, you know, upsets him, we're kind of feeling like we don't have a lot of choice in that we might need a more structured homeschool curriculum if we're going to keep him engaged in learning.
Collins says she would rather use an established homeschool program that does distance learning professionally and offers more guidance than use a model the district creates. There are 31 homeschool programs, or what the state calls correspondence schools, in Alaska. One of them is Family Partnership Charter School, based within the Anchorage School District. According to the principal, Jessica Parker, it's the largest charter school in the state, and it's getting bigger. Parker says enrollment is currently the highest it's ever been. She says she's already hired an additional teacher and plans to hire another in the fall.
The number one drive is COVID and the uncertainty of the school district.
Parker says her program was able to continue without missing a beat when school buildings closed in March, and now more parents are looking to secure that same continuity for their children. Parker says her days are filled with responding to questions and inquiries from parents, like Collins, exploring different education options.
After graduation, this is all I've been doing, is just answering parents' questions. What if school doesn't start? What if we change our mind? What if, you know, like that kind of stuff. And I just answer all their questions. And that's my main gig right now.
Shigoni Beely of Anchorage says she's already decided to homeschool her 10-year-old and 6-year-old in the fall. Beely is a physician's assistant in an emergency room, and her husband is a full-time student. Beely says she doesn't want to risk spreading the coronavirus to her children, who could then take it to the schools. She also says she doesn't want her children to bring the virus back because they have family members in the home who are at risk.
We do not know what's going on with the virus, and so because we don't know, and an environment at the school is very easy to spread, right? It might be better to err on the side of caution and take a homeschool year until we know more.
Homeschooling isn't for everyone. Parker, the principal at Family Partnership, acknowledges it is a major commitment.
We actually ask parents to sign a contract saying they understand this is the harder option, not the easier option. We got to make sure they understand that. This is more work. This is not less work. This is more work.
But in the absence of a concrete plan from the district, some families are preparing to take on the challenge. The Anchorage School District is convening a task force with multiple working groups, as well as sending out surveys to gather input about what reopening school will look like in the fall. ASD says one option, completely online, is being considered for families who don't want their children to return to school buildings. The district hopes to be able to provide a plan in July, but some families aren't waiting for that decision. In Anchorage, I'm Myla Aina.
Another Juneau resident has tested positive for COVID-19. It's unknown how the individual contracted the virus. Public health officials from the state are investigating the case and will be in touch with anyone who may have come in contact with this person. The Juneau resident is included in Monday's update from the state with 18 other Alaskans who were reported to have tested positive for the coronavirus. Today's double-digit increase follows spikes in reported cases statewide over the past week as Alaska's economy continues to open back up. In total, 35 people from Juneau have tested positive for COVID-19. Another case was announced over the weekend. There are 3 cases considered active, and 32 individuals have recovered. City officials in Juneau encourage residents to get tested even if they have mild symptoms of the disease. On Saturday, city employees in Juneau started screening some out-of-state travelers for COVID-19 at the city's airport, the same day major statewide changes went into effect for travelers to Alaska.